savings,
investing,
and generating income. Listen and learn about the economic realities that face you and your family. It's the Financial Exchange on the Financial Exchange Radio Network.
As promised, we're now joined by Rocky Moretti, the Director of Policy and Research at TRIP, here to tell us about the state of the Massachusetts Interstate Highway System. Rocky, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm doing fine. Unfortunately, we can't say the same about the Interstate Highway System, which we're going to talk about today. TRIP has put out a new report looking at the interstate at 64 years old. And as you would expect, it's a system that's aging rapidly, and it's the backbone of Massachusetts and really New England and the nation's transportation system, but it's a backbone that's really starting to bend.
When you look at the problems facing the interstate system, specifically in the Northeast, what are the biggest issues out there today?
The numbers that really jump out when you look at Massachusetts and really the entire southern New England area is that they have some of the busiest, most heavily congested interstates in the country. And I'm sure that's no surprise to any of your listeners. And also, if you look at Massachusetts, but also Rhode Island and Connecticut, all three of those states are among the top 10 for the greatest number of interstate bridges that are structurally deficient. These are bridges that are older, need significant repairs. That's consistent with not only the new TRIP report, but we also look at a report requested from Congress that came from the National Academy of Sciences last year that said that the interstate system has a growing backlog of preservation needs and needs to address traffic congestion, and it's really a lack of investment that has got us here. Now we're looking at strategies to put out the type of resources that are necessary to maintain and improve the system.
Rocky, when we talk about the bridge issue in particular, what level of maintenance is needed to keep this from getting worse, and how much funding do we currently have that's supplied to that need?
The report to Congress found that we're past the point where simple repairs are going to be adequate for bridges, but also pavements and major interchanges. These are largely bridges that were built in the 1950s and 60s, and we're coming to the point where many of them are going to have to be largely reconstructed. We've seen this in Massachusetts, also in Rhode Island. This process has begun, but it's accelerating. And the challenge is state governments, which also rely very heavily on federal funding, don't have the resources available to begin this long-term process of reconstructing a lot of these major bridges.
When we look at the potential issues for this, when we talk about a bridge that is structurally deficient, what exactly does that mean? Because I know we hear the term, you know, thrown around a lot. Does it mean it's going to fall down tomorrow, or what does it mean?
It really means that every 2 years a major bridge is going to be inspected, sometimes annually if there's significant challenges. And so you look at the deck, the substructure, major components of the bridge, things that are literally holding the bridge up or holding the vehicles on the bridge, and the engineers have noted that there are significant deterioration occurring. If they thought the bridge was in danger of collapsing, they would close it, but this really addresses the fact that they're saying, you got to get on this. These are significant problems, and as you would expect, those are very expensive challenges, and that is the reason right now Congress is looking at two legislative vehicles to get more money to New England and the rest of the country to address these challenges.
What are the vehicles that are being looked at?
Well, the first is that the latest estimate is that this year alone, state governments for their transportation revenue, which is basically gas taxes and tolls, are going to be reduced by $16 billion. And over the next several years, a total of $37 billion. So Congress is considering in the next stimulus package providing additional funding for state transportation departments, which this year have cut $9 billion in transportation projects. So those are bridge projects, those are road projects that are not moving forward. At the federal level, the current program expires on September 30th, and so we've seen the House pass a long-term transportation bill that would significantly increase funding to Massachusetts and other states for their transportation system. The Senate has begun those deliberations, and the Trump administration has also weighed in that they would like to see a long-term federal program put in place. But again, the clock's ticking. We've got till September 30th, so it's absolutely vital that Congress put in place a long-term federal transportation program that's well-funded, and that we also see Congress replace that lost revenue to state transportation departments.
Very good. Rocky, we appreciate you joining us, and thanks for the time.
Thank you.
It's Rocky Moretti, the Director of Policy and Research at TRIP, talking about the state of the interstate highway system.